Not long ago, in a small storefront on Baltimore Avenue near the Indiana border, a handful of folks were getting schooled on solar energy. It was part education, part sales pitch.
So right now we see a lot of fluctuation with energy prices, is that they seem every day to go up and down, up and down.
That's Seth Johnson of the Environmental Law and Policy Center in Chicago. Johnson's been making these presentations throughout the city since July.
And what you do with solar energy is that you lock in that price, is that you make an upfront investment, but then you levelize your costs over the long run.
Johnson was trying to get folks to take advantage of incentives offered by the state and city before the October 10th deadline, that's this Friday. Local resident Maria Gallego says she was on the fence, but wants to do something to help curb fossil fuels, especially in her own backyard.
There's always problems here because it's an industrial area. Pollution's been a big problem.
Gallego says the main issue with the solar panel system is the cost factor.
Even though there's some incentives right out of the bat, it's pretty expensive. So it's definitely something to think about.
She's not kidding. You're looking at an upfront cash payout of $8,000 to $18,000, depending on the system. And the return on your investment in terms of having a lower ComEd bill may not make up the difference for at least 7 years. That may be one reason why only about 100 people have signed up to purchase a solar panel system in Greater Chicago since July. Luis Rojas is one of them. He says his $12,000 investment makes sense in the long run.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I mean, I've been putting a lot of attention to the efficiency of my house and the footprint that we all live just by living.
Rojas is a construction manager who also lives on the southeast side on Avenue H. He's already installed barrels next to his two flat to capture rainwater that he uses to water the grass.
I can fill these two tanks to irrigate my lawn.
Now, after years of considering solar energy, Rojas says it finally makes financial sense.
Mm-hmm. Solar PV panels, they were always really expensive to install. And the second thing was the efficiency rating of them. And the efficiency looks like it has quadrupled in the last 5 or 6 years. So I'm in for it.
A dozen solar panels, each about the size of a flat-screen TV, will be installed on Rojas' roof in the next few weeks. They will draw energy from the sun only during the day and only when it's not cloudy. The system would normally cost $12,000, but with the state and city incentives, Rojas expects to pay only half that much, and eventually it will cut his electricity bill by more than half.
If you can save money and at the same time do some good for the environment, well, here is my two pennies.
And that's what activist Peggy Salazar likes to hear. She's with the Southeast Environmental Task Force, which hosted the recent informational meeting. Her group is on the front lines of banning companies from storing potentially harmful pet coke nearby.
We're the ones who deal with the air emissions from the pet coke being stored. We have the BP refinery that's just across the border, but the emissions from the actual refinery don't stop at the Indiana border. They blow toward us.
Salazar says eventually they want to attract cleaner energy companies to Chicago's southeast side.
Yeah, that's what we'd love to see in this area. So it's very important that we work hard to at least to help direct people to new, cleaner, renewable energy.
People like Luis Rojas, who Salazar says is making a difference. I'm Michael Puente.